This is Insight Live on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Stage two of the men's race in the Amgen Tour of California was scheduled to just have left Rancho Cordova about 17 minutes ago, heading for South Lake Tahoe. The cyclists will be winding along the roadways on and off Highway 50 and Highway 88 for a while. Most of today's climb is going to be steep, one of the steepest parts of the race. Watch for it, though, if you're traveling that way. This is the first time that the Amgen Tour has been hosted by Rancho Cordova. It's always exciting when a bid gets accepted. I think we have standing by also Mike Testa, president and CEO of Visit California. Mike is one of those veterans to having this race come in and out of Sacramento many times. Are you there, Mike?
We've got Mike Testa, and the president of Visit Sacramento, not Visit California, though the promotion would be okay with me.
You know, I think I just had California on the brain because I know that, Mike. So let's talk about the perspective of this race being in this region once again. You know, I'd really like to hear it by the numbers, the economics of it.
Yeah, so there's a couple of things to think about. You know, obviously cycling is huge in Europe, and the Tour de France is the biggest cycling event in the world. The Tour of California is the biggest cycling event in the U.S., and many of the riders treat it as, you know, kind of the second biggest event in the world. So from an economic impact standpoint, especially hosting the start, the riders come in very early. They stay in hotels. The economic impact is in the millions. And the part that we can't measure is that race is televised to 200 countries across the world. So it was a great postcard of Sacramento yesterday. Obviously, with the start, there's a lot of excitement. And you know, that kind of publicity is something that we couldn't afford to pay for. So it's incredibly valuable.
Well, Rancho Cordova gets the bump today. Stockton is the start of stage three tomorrow. I think if we can get Mark on the phone, that experience of pitching your city and being prepared to host is a really powerful game that a lot of smaller communities want to jump into but might be intimidated about. Can you give a little behind the scenes, Mike?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're probably fortunate because we are the capital of the state. And, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to come here every year, but obviously it makes sense with the backdrop of the capital. And I think some of the smaller cities around the course, and we've talked to them over the years, whether it's, you know, places like Rancho or Stockton or even Santa Barbara, I think the value is exactly what we talked about a minute ago. It's the attention on the market. It's obviously, you know, the immediate economic impact of visitors coming in, staying in hotels, buying meals, souvenirs, renting cars, that type of thing. But it's also the marketing exposure. I mean, especially for a Rancho Cordova and a Stockton, they don't get the attention that a Sacramento normally does. So, you know, to go on that stage, to be reported in the LA Times and papers across California, and like I said, TV coverage in 200 countries across the world, it's incredibly valuable exposure. And we see on our website, you know, the hits from France and different parts of Europe go up dramatically this time of year. So they'll get to see that as well, and I'm sure some first-time viewers to see their cities.
Let's see if we do have Mark on the phone now. Mark, you joining us? Hello, Mark?
He must be cheering on the
Mike, writers. I'm striking out. So I do have to come back to this point about the economics one more time, and that is that when you're going to attract an event, you have to invest. And there can be this time period of breaking even or maybe even losing money at the beginning.
Right.
But Amgen is up and going in such a strong way that I think with that immeasurable quantity, is there a loss formula when you invest at this point?
I think there is for certain events. Certainly, we're not seeing that with Amgen. You know, a lot of times you invest in these things for the return on investment, and the return may not happen the next day. Again, bringing attention to your market and you know, educating people about what makes your city special is valuable. And whether it's for conventions or big sporting events, you know, letting people know what's special about Sacramento or Rancho Cordova could get them to visit maybe, again, not next week, but maybe next year. So some of these investments, you know, when you're collecting hotel taxes, it's a valuable investment. We've certainly seen that pay off for us. We've hosted Amgen, I think, 12 times. And, you know, for us, we have a very standard crew that comes in and stays in hotels above and beyond the riders. There's a lot of cycling fans from the Bay Area that come out. So, you know, for us, it's a little more of a sure thing because we've done it so many times, but it's not something that we'd be very disappointed if Amgen were to leave Sacramento for a variety of reasons.
12 times in a 14-year history. So Sacramento is quite rooted in this race. This year it's going to cover 777 miles. Of course, the Tour de France will start in Brussels this year, Brussels, Belgium, and it starts July 6th. So we have a number of world-class riders, former Olympians, former Tour de France racers, and today's stage is one of those that's going to challenge them because we do have, I think, a 14,000 plus foot elevation movement across the stage.
Yeah, it's incredible. If you talk to some of the riders yesterday, and we were listening to them over the weekend, a lot of people were anticipating this piece today because of that climb. You know, for all of us, Tahoe is obviously a beautiful drive up from Sacramento or Rancho, but for these riders, this is no small feat. And I think, you know, these guys are professionals. Obviously, they do this for a living, and they're used to climbing. But this is not a small incline. So there was definitely some trepidation, and I think a lot of people were planning for this could be one of the, if not the most difficult stages of the race this year.
Which is fun as a spectator right off the bat, because right now, even though Peter Sagan is in the lead, you have a lot of cyclists with the same time. After today, it will space the riders out. And though the sprinters might not finish on top, today you get to start to look at what kind of time needs to be made up and what will happen over the next 7 days.
Yeah, it really demonstrates the skill of these riders. I mean, you know, like you said, there's some of the guys that specialize in sprints, some of the guys that specialize in climbing. And at the end of the race, obviously the best time wins. But because there's so many different levels of terrain in this race and so many different parts of the state, it really features the athletic ability and the incredible training these guys have. If you look at, and I saw them in their racing outfits all day yesterday, their thighs are like two of my legs put together. I mean, these guys are just incredibly fit and an incredible muscle tone in their legs, and it's because of climbs like this. And again, just being able to see the variety of skill and just how talented these guys are has been a lot of fun.
I am talking with Mike Testa, president and CEO of Visit Sacramento. We were hoping to be talking with Mark Sapoznik from Rancho Cordova, and the stage two of the Amgen Tour of California just left Rancho Cordova 20-25 minutes ago. It will leave Stockton tomorrow morning, so still over the next 24 hours, you are going to see cyclists on the roadway. But I want to switch to talking about the women's race. It's a three-day race. It'll be the back end of this race. In fact, both the men's and women's races will end in Pasadena on the same day. There's still that call, Mike, for more of the women's competition, a bigger field and a longer race. And I don't know when that will shift, but it certainly seems that this race could sustain more than 3 days in a women's field.
I couldn't agree more. It's been a popular piece here in Sacramento, and we were disappointed not to see it this year. I think, you know, one of the things that AEG and Amgen does really well, their president is a woman named Kristen Klein, and she's very skilled at this. I love the fact that the prize money is equal for the men and the women. There's not a difference there. So, you know, I think they've got great plans to make it bigger, and to your point, make it a little more even from a coverage standpoint and from a time standpoint. But I do think it's valuable that they have equal prize money, because you're not seeing that in a lot of sports, but you are seeing it, you know, based on what AEG is doing with the Tour of California. So I think that's a great thing.
Have you made the trip to Europe to watch the Tour de France, to see the big race in person?
I've not. I would love to do it. It's on my bucket list. I've definitely watched it on TV. And again, they take their cycling extremely seriously over there. So, there was a ton of excitement in Sacramento yesterday, and I'm sure the same level of excitement in Rancho today. But I think it's a whole different level in Europe, and it'd be a lot of fun to see it.
Yeah, if you're in the Tahoe area and you can get over to Heavenly, that road that winds up to the top, you'll be able to see some of the strength of the climb, especially coming at the end of this long day of cycling. And that's a little glimpse of some of the mountain excitement that you get in the Alps and in the Pyrenees over in France. All right, one more question, Mike, and that is, what has been learned from staging Amgen in the Sacramento region that applies to the courting, the invitation, and the setup for other sporting events in the region?
You know, a lot of these things are resume builders. When you prove that you can do certain events, you attract other events. You know, way back in 2000 and again in 2004, we hosted the U.S. Olympic track and field trials. That allowed us to go after a lot of other track and field events that we hadn't hosted before. And again, when you have that resume or that track record, no pun intended, of being able to host these large-scale events, it gives the organizers comfort that they're in good hands. And so, you know, these events are a ton of moving pieces. They have a lot of details, and if you drop one ball, it's kind of a ripple effect. So when you've proven you can host 75,000 people or upwards of 100,000 people, it gives the organizers the comfort level to bring more events to your city, and we've certainly seen that in Sacramento.
All right, Mike, thanks so much. Glad to have you playing our game today, and take care out there. That is Mike Testa, CEO and President of Visit Sacramento. That's Insight for today. We're back with another live show tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.